time once again for our wonderful water interview on 97.9 The Hill, our monthly segment brought to us by the Orange Water and Sewer Authority. We know that they provide drinking water for our Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Southern Orange County community. And every single year, OWASA provides a water quality report card for customers to know more about where their water actually comes from. The report card does a great job, too, of talking about how OWASA treats that water, and it gives more information about the prioritizations and focuses that the service agency has for the future as well. Joining me on the phone to talk a little bit more about this year's report card, which is just released, is Monica Dotson, who is the OWASA Water Supply and Treatment Manager. Monica, thanks for joining us once again on Wonderful Water. How are you?
Hi, Brighton. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Now, the last time that we had you on, you were doing something a little different from water supply and treatment manager. Your role was slightly different. So can you tell us a little bit about your background, how the roles have changed, and then we can kind of dive into the report card?
Yeah, sure. So I've had a very exciting journey here at OWASA thus far. But I do have to say that there is a whole team of people at OWASA in various roles that are ensuring that we meet the mission of providing high-quality drinking water to our customers. I did just recently come back from, you know, previously when I talked to you, I was on the wastewater end of things. And while the treatment processes are different, the dedication and the hard work of the people are very similar. So, you know, this water quality report card in particular highlights the hard work of our water supply and treatment team. And this team includes people at our lakes that help protect the water supplies, a team of operators who work 24/7 operating and monitoring the treatment processes. There's our maintenance team who ensures all the equipment is properly working and functional. And then there's our laboratory team who analyze the water and ensure that it meets all the appropriate standards. I started my career at OWASA over 18 years ago, and I started out in our laboratories as a lab analyst and then later as a laboratory supervisor. And in those positions, I was responsible for not only the data that goes into the water quality report card, but the partnership between our operations and laboratory teams and helping us make operational decisions based on the results that we're seeing.
Got
it. In 2014, I was promoted to our operations supervisor, where I oversaw the treatment operators and all the important steps that go into producing the high-quality drink water. And then, as you mentioned, the last 4.5 years I've spent in the role as a manager. So was at our wastewater plant, our Mason Farm wastewater treatment plant, and now I'm back at the Jones Ferry water treatment plant. And my role as a manager is ensuring that the folks that I work with have the resources and the support that we need to meet our mission. I'm also helping build future leaders. So in my 18-year career at OWASA, I've had the pleasure of working with some amazingly talented folks who I've learned so much from and who are truly passionate about the work that we do. And this water quality report card really celebrates all their hard work and dedication.
Well, as you said, it is quite the journey that you have had. And I imagine it provides like a very interesting perspective when you're putting together, reviewing the report card, and obviously trying to achieve the goals that are on the report card. So thank you for sharing all of that, Monica. Let's dive into what OWASA has found in terms of its water treatment this year and its water quality this year. What is the community going to see when this report card comes out?
Yeah, so we're proud to report to the community that once again we've met or surpassed all of our state and federal regulations. OWASA also participates in the Partnership for Safe Water, which has more stringent water quality standards and also focuses on optimization of our treatment processes. We met those goals as well. Our commitment to that program is something that OWASA is really proud of and something that we work really hard for, and we've maintained that for over 20 years. I hope that our customers see that as a sign as a commitment to them. Along with the water quality information, they will also see some highlights of some of the things that we've been working on. So information on the construction projects to increase our resiliency, to providing more information to folks on how they can access our reservoirs and recreation, or how they can get involved with serving on our board of directors. We use the water quality report card as a chance to try to catch the community up on anything over the past year that they might have missed from us.
Got it. Yeah, and great to hear, of course, that surpassing the state standards and taking a bunch of steps too to kind of go beyond just that threshold that needs to be met. And it's, as you said, just a variety of things that is shared in the water quality report card. So you touched on this a little bit earlier. How do you actually get that data? How does OWASA gather up all of the different components and proponents of the report card to then share it with the community?
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, we have a dedicated team of folks working really hard to ensure that we deliver high quality drinking water to our customers. The job duties include a lot of sampling and testing that we carry out internally. We also do use contract labs. Our team is testing the raw water supplies. We're testing the water quality at different steps in the treatment process. We're also testing water quality throughout the distribution system, so the water that's delivered to our customers' homes and businesses. We take over 90 samples each month from different locations across the service area. We want to make sure that the water quality is being maintained to all of our customers, regardless of how far they are away from the plant.
Once again, we're speaking with Monica Dodson, who's the Water Supply and Treatment Manager over at OWASA. You can find their website at owasa.org. And we're talking about the brand new water quality report card that the service agency has shared for our community. If people want to go find that report card, Monica, I imagine the website is the best place, correct?
Yes, the full report is posted on our website at owasa.org. It's available in English and in Spanish. There is an article on our homepage of the website announcing the release of the report card, so you can get a link there. We've also mailed flyers to announce the report card to all of our customers, and in that flyer, there's some highlights from the report card, but there's also a URL they can use to access the full report. We've been sharing information on our social media channels, so folks can follow us on Twitter and on Facebook to stay plugged in to what's going on from us. And if a customer doesn't have access to these resources, they can reach out to us directly, and we would be happy to provide them a copy of the full report.
What do you find to be the most interesting data point or the most interesting thing that the report card shares each year, Monica?
Certainly the water quality information, I'm sure, is something that's really important to us, and I'm sure it's important to their customers as well. But as I mentioned earlier, there's just so much hard work that goes into it, and you know, in particular, you know, again, I mentioned the important folks that go into that. And this year we highlighted some of the hard work of our maintenance team. So I actually find it all to be interesting, but those are probably some particular things this year.
Sure. Well, again, owasa.org, the website to go to if you haven't already happened upon the report card, or if you are looking for it in the mail, be sure to keep your eyes peeled because I imagine it will be there soon. We have a few minutes left with Monica Dodson of OWASA, and there are a couple more things I want to touch on. We've been seeing some news in the last couple of weeks around a new health advisory limit on PFAS, which, of course, is a contaminant that people are talking a lot about these days when it comes to water quality and stuff like that. So, Monica, can you fill our listeners in a little bit more on what that new health advisory limit is and how it is potentially affecting OWASA, affecting our community when it comes to water quality?
Yes, our customers will find information in the water report card. But the particular information is that the new health advisory level. So we knew that there were going to be some new health advisory levels coming out, but this was big news for us early this month. First off, I think it's important for our customers to know that our water quality meets or surpasses all current drinking water regulations. We've been monitoring for PFAS in our water supply and in our drinking water since 2018, and those sample results are available on our website. We've been consistently monitoring levels that were below the previous health advisory level, but these are above the new announced figures. The health advisory level is set to identify the lowest level a health impact can be measured after a lifetime of exposure, particularly among the most vulnerable members of our community. So the new health advisory levels, while they're not regulatory limits, they are tools that will be used in setting future regulations. It's important to know that PFAS compounds are not specific to the water industry. These are in everyday products like nonstick pans, waterproof clothing, stain-resistant material, and food packaging. The EPA, or the Environmental Protection Agency, has estimated that PFAS in drinking water represents about 20% of a person's exposure. So that leaves about 80% in the presence in materials in our environment or in other household items that we use every day on a daily basis. So this issue will require a holistic approach.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like it. And we know from other water sources and discussions about water quality in our community that it is certainly going to be an ongoing issue. In your mind, Monica, what is kind of up next now that we do have this new health advisory limit in place and we're continuing to monitor PFAS? What are the next steps for OWASA?
So as the EPA develops and finalizes its future drinking water standards, OWASA will continue supporting and participating in and leading our own research into PFAS compounds in our water, and we'll be working to better understand the established and emerging treatment technologies to remove these compounds. We'll also be working towards feasible strategies to further reduce the levels of PFAS in our drinking water. If there are community members that are particularly concerned about PFAS, we do have a lot of information on our website, and there's other links and other resources about reducing their overall exposure. And we will continue to communicate with our customers on our next steps as we know more.
Once again, we're speaking with Water Supply and Treatment Manager Monica Dotson here on Wonderful Water, brought to us by our friends over at OWASA. Monica, as we wrap up, is there anything else that you think is important for our listeners to know, or anything else that you think that they should check out if they head to the OWASA website?
No, I think we've got a lot of good information on our website. Again, that's OWASA.org. That covers the water quality report card and the PFAS-related information that we talked about today. We'd like for folks to know that they can reach out to us at any time with questions, and we'll do our best to answer those. And we're here for the community, and we'll keep working towards that every day.
Got it. Well, once again, OWASA.org, that website. You can also probably keep an eye out in the mail for any of the OWASA flyers with some details on how to check out that report card. And as always, you can head to chapelboro.com to get other wonderful water segments we have done in the past with OWASA. Monica Dotson, thank you so much for joining the program once again, and we look forward to talking with you again soon.
Thank you so much, Brighton.